Hare Krishna. So this is a song that has been often discussed. Many devotees have read various meanings out of it. There have been controversies about this song, publications which want to extrapolate Prabhupada's relationship to Krishna from this song. Yes, but besides all of this, the song is what it is, a beautiful song. It is called Krishna Tava Punya Habibai and was written by Srila Prabhupada on the 13th September 1965 on board of the ship Jaladuta. So it addresses Krishna, "Oh my dear friend Krishna, good fortune will be yours." That means Srimati Radharani will be pleased with you when you perform this supremely virtuous act, which I will now discuss. This I declare to you with utter conviction. So it will be in your interest, Krishna, if you do what I'm telling you now. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is extremely dear to the son of Mother Sachi, Sri Gaura Sunda, and his service to Sri Krishna is unequaled. He is that most exalted guru, the most excellent and magnanimous personality in the universe, who distributes Krishna Bhakti in all places throughout the world. Remember the situation. The ship is now going parallel to the American coast. Land has been sighted. Prabhupada is now addressing Krishna. I'll give you a tip how you can please Srimati Radharani. So he starts with his spiritual master. And says, his intense desire is that the name of Sri Gauranga be spread throughout the western countries, that in all the cities, all towns, and all villages on earth, extending to all the seas, rivers, and streams, everyone chant Sri Krishna Nam. Hale Ananda Hoy Tabe Hoya Dig Vijay. Transcendental bliss will then arise and all directions will be conquered by the profuse mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All those who are wicked, having been influenced by Maya, distressed within this world, will become happy. The Vaishnava's desire will thus be fulfilled. I talked today to one of my disciples who has become a very much thought after disc jockey. He somehow has two record players and he mixes them in such a way, and he told me there were a few concerts which he did where 50,000 people dance to this music. They create some new music, these disc jockeys, by mixing two records. I really don't understand it, but that's what it's done. And he asked me, what is my request to him? And I said, well, why not put the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in that music? real, that is, you can't hear it consciously, it's listened to subconsciously, or even better, sometimes audibly. He said, how should I do this? I said, you need to make a few experiments until you know. So this is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's idea. He wants that people take to the holy name and everyone becomes blissful. O Krishna, although I have been ordered to accomplish this mission, I possess no qualification to do it because I'm very fallen and incapable. Now, since you are the wisest of all, I now beg for your mercy so that I may become worthy. If by receiving your potency I obtain the treasured object of service to Sri Guru and my life becomes thus successful, I will become joyful and by good fortune attain your association. Evam janam nipatitam prabhavahikupe kama bikamam anuya prapatan prasangat kitvat masatsurasina bhagavan grihita soham katam nuvisiche tavabritya sevam. The Bhagavatam verse, thus by associating with material desires one after another, I was following the general populace by falling into a blind well full of snakes. My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, then the great sage Narada Muni kindly accepted me as his disciple and instructed me how to achieve the transcendental position similar to his own. How could I ever leave the service of your servant? So Krishna, says Prabhupada, give me this empowerment. In Hindi you would say Shakti Pradhan. Give me the Shakti to make me qualified, and then Radha will like you very much. I think Prabhupada must have the Brihad Bhagavatamrita section in mind, where Radharani sends one soul, Sarup, one servant of Krishna, who is on his way to join Krishna for cow herding pastimes. Radharani says, no, don't go now to Krishna. And herd the cows. Instead, go to the material world. There is someone who needs your conclusive instructions. He is on the spiritual path, but he lacks a few things. So Sarup knows that there is more bliss in following Radha's instruction than going to play with Krishna. And this may be, I've never read this anywhere. See, the controversial discussions, the devotees say Prabhupada is in Sakya Rasa with Krishna. It's very clear, they say. And others say, no, he is in Madhurya Rasa. They say because this one group says because Prabhupada addresses Krishna with my dear friend, he must be a cowherd boy. And then listen to the next verse. O Krishna, you are my eternal companion. Having forgotten you, I have suffered the kick of Maya lifetime after lifetime. Now I have the opportunity to serve you once more. If I can revive a connection with you, then I will be able to actually meet with you. In your company, dear friend, I will experience that same joy once again. I will wander all day long, tending the cows. I will run throughout the many forests and roll on the ground. Oh, when will that day be mine? Today, that remembrance of you came to me spontaneously. Feeling great hope, I called out to you. Only because I'm your eternal servant do I have so much longing. I have no refuge other than you. So this devotee said, no, Prabhupada, you see here, he says, I have no other refuge than you, and I want to wander all day long with you, herding cows and just roll in the dust of Braj. Yes, that is one perspective, but what is this Prabhupada's other statements? And then I want to raise the question. So Sarup was every day going to herd Krishna's cows for him, but that one day he knew Radha's command is much more blissful than following Krishna. So, was he a Radha Dasi or was he a Krishna Das? Only Radha Dasis will find Krishna's or Radha's instructions more important than Krishna's. So here Prabhupada doesn't pray to return to Krishna first. He says, I want to go and preach the mission of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is Vashavana Vidaita. He's a servant of Radharani. So in this way these are questions. I don't find it necessary to answer these questions. Let those who like to quarrel. I don't think we should discuss spiritual subject matters by taking positions. It could be both, it could be none of them, it could be transcendental, and yes, it could be transcendental to anything we can imagine. But there's a way to find out by having faith in the spiritual master and Krishna simultaneously. Then all the secrets will be revealed from the heart, and one knows in this way. It's a transrational knowing, a transargumental knowing. Yes, so here is what I find particularly noteworthy in this song is Prabhupada's determination to go out and preach. I mean, his age at that time, does anyone remember? Is it already 70 or it's coming close to 70, no? So, we are just calculating here. It was September when? 65. When did he appear? Anyways, we don't have the greatest mathematicians here amongst us, so no problems. He's a little elderly, that's good enough. But he's so determined to preach and I personally always, when I hear this 69, so almost 70, I'm now 68, I believe, or 69, one of the two, and when I think of Prabhupada in this mood, I feel, oh yes, I should follow him like the mortar followed Krishna. I should follow it. That, therefore, I'm looking forward to the preaching at the Govardhan retreat. I can also do something for the world. Let us see what. It's quite, you know, when you have a spiritual master who is such a preacher, and you know he's pleased if you help him, then it's extremely motivating for preaching. I find this song extremely valuable for my spiritual life. So, good. This is what I wanted to discuss today. Thank you very much, and Hare Krishna.